Welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about anxiety in kids and teens. Now, for more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, what about telling kids, oh, don't just worry? Does that help reassure kids with anxiety? I'm guessing not.
It doesn't. So
no, it's like me telling my wife, calm down. That doesn't help either.
Yes.
No, it's true.
Listeners, take note. Good. It's good intention. However, if the wifey could just calm down or if the kid could stop worrying, they would. What is more effective is to acknowledge. Be aware of the anxiety in the first place. Yeah, that's hard. You're feeling anxious or your tummy's in knots. Okay. Like, just acknowledge. That really helps to bring down the level of anxiety for most people. And then we can redirect the focus so that the thoughts themselves don't become the enemy. Like, I know that it's really scary that, let's say, there's a big spider, but, you know, you will be safe. And so you can have the fear of the, let's say, external object or the future-oriented action plan, but that it's not the actual person with their thoughts that's scary. Because it feels quite unsafe sometimes. Anxiety.
So you make the feelings feel normal, perhaps, which helps towards the alleviation of anxiety.
Yeah, exactly. So if you like, we sometimes feel anxiousness because we are also trying to protect ourselves against further painful feelings that are underneath the anxiety. So we often engage in avoidance strategies, thinking, in fact, that we are coping, like I'm not feeling well, therefore I'm going to make myself really busy, which gives myself a relief in terms of I'm not then focused on the anxiousness. But in fact, what the avoidance does is to create only short-term relief, which then goes to further reinforce anxiety. And that's where working with a clinician can be useful, because sometimes if the underlying feelings are too great, then we need some clinical help in order to resolve those, rather than just get into a vicious cycle.
So, in fact, parents try to protect their kids, but in the end engage in a rather vicious cycle of short-term relief of the anxiety, which doesn't really help long-term.
Right. And so in terms of parenting a child with anxiety, there's a real balance between protecting the child against the threat of anxiety and therefore also reinforcing to the child, you are capable of confronting a fear or anxiety. When we only protect them, and let's say use avoidance strategies, we are going to reinforce in the child their fears because they're going to feel like they are not capable of, let's say, overcoming that fear, or that they would, in fact, yes, be destroyed if they were to touch a spider, just to give a random example. So we really need to go on this fine line, tightrope walk between protection and then also saying you are capable.
Right. Okay, Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website, cabinetweber.net. And if you want to hear that show again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.